In the U.S., some 5 million people have Alzheimer's disease, and 10 million boomers will be at risk for memory problems over their lifetime. Worldwide, more than 100 million people may have Alzheimer's by the year 2050. Although there's been tremendous progress in understanding brain changes that accompany aging and dementia, no medications have proven effective for preventing Alzheimer's to date. But according to Scientific American magazine, in recent years, there's more evidence pointing to a non-medical way to bolster brain health as we age: exercise. Dan Michel is the founder and CEO of Daycom, which calls itself Brain Fitness for Seniors. He tells WMNF that exercise is definitely one of the best things that people can do to fight a potential dementia.
The most important thing to know is that dementia is not, and memory loss is not, an inevitable function of aging. We can do many things that can really help our brains fight off dementia. Some of them include things like we know that a heart healthy and a diet and lifestyle is a brain healthy lifestyle. So keeping our weight in control, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes are all very, very important and can significantly reduce our risk of dementia. If our doctors okay it, a half hour of moderate cardiovascular exercise a day, again, can significantly reduce the risk of dementia. And importantly, doctors have learned through research over the last couple of decades that seniors who continuously get rigorous cognitive exercise can reduce their risk of dementia by as much as 63%. So it's really important for us to keep our brains active by doing things that require us to do new learning.
Now, let's talk about a couple of things you've got listed here. One of them being you can build a savings account of extra neurons. How so?
Absolutely. It's what scientists call it is the cognitive reserve. And in essence, what we've learned over, again, the last decade or so is that while we once thought that our brains stopped developing when we were in our teens, we now know that our brains can create new neurons, new brain cells, throughout our lives. And so what we can do by remaining cognitively active is we build a reserve of these brain cells that as we lose some to brain aging, normal brain aging, or neurodegenerative disease like Alzheimer's disease, this reserve helps us keep our mind sharp. There was a story in the Harvard Business Review last November which told of a retired university lecturer who was also an avid chess player. And through most of his life, he had been able to think 8 chess moves ahead, which is pretty impressive. Near the end of his life, he went to his doctor complaining that he could only think 5 chess moves ahead. He died shortly thereafter, and they did an autopsy and discovered that this man had such advanced Alzheimer's that it would have rendered the average person completely non-functional, yet he could still think 5 chess moves ahead. They did a study with an order of nuns up in Minnesota, and that what they found was that these nuns, who would remain cognitively active throughout their lives, very few of them showed any signs of dementia or memory loss. Yet, upon their death, they were all autopsied, and what they found is that many, many of them had Alzheimer's disease. But again, by remaining cognitively active, they had built up this reserve, and they were able to stay relatively cognitively intact.